The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Laura Trump is a former producer for Inside Edition, a trusted campaign advisor for President Donald Trump's 2020 reelection campaign, and what many of you may not know, Laura is from North Carolina and happens to be married to the president's son, Eric, I might add. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Well, welcome in. Of course, we have a lot of listeners here on 94.5 The Answer from North Carolina, and I'm not sure a lot of people realize that you're from North Carolina.
Oh, you got that right. North Carolina, born and bred. I'm from Wilmington, Wrightsville Beach, and my parents still live there. I went to Laney High School, went to NC State. So we are big, big fans of what I think is possibly the best state in the country, but I'm very partial. So
yes. Well, and I'll give you that, and I'll say that South Carolina is the second best state.
It's a close second. I like the Well, I named my daughter Carolina, so you could go either way for that, right?
There you go. That's right. That's right. Exactly. Yeah. Well, thank you for a few minutes of your time this morning. Of course, we're living in crazy times, and as someone who has been to a number of Trump campaign rallies. I was in Orlando, by the way. I saw you guys. I was on Radio Row over there in Orlando at the big kickoff back last year. Seems like it was forever ago, you know, and you guys were in Charleston and Charlotte not too long ago. Now we can't even have groups of three or more. How has this affected the Trump 2020 campaign?
Yeah, it's been a big change. I mean, obviously, you know how much the president loves to host the rallies you're talking about. And, you know, we're talking about, you know, tens of thousands of people that would come out to see the president. So we are in a different space right now with the Trump campaign. I think the good news is that Brad Parscale, our campaign manager, was our digital director in 2016. And he really brought the campaign to a place where we are able to It basically moved to a completely digital platform right now. So we're hosting virtual events all across the country. We're hosting virtual town halls, roundtables. We're connecting with around 1 million people every time we host one of these events. And that's great news. I think we'll all be really excited whenever we can go back to normal and get back out and campaign the way that we like to do. But currently, that's how we're doing it. You know, I'm at my home with my kids, my dogs, my husband. We live in New York now, so obviously we are not able to go into the office. But this is how we're going to live life for a little while, and then we hope to be back to normal. You know that we're having the Republican National Convention in Charlotte this year, so in August we're hoping to be there, and we're hoping that things move forward as normal, but we're taking it day by day like everybody.
Yeah, it's a very exciting time, and you know, with this national emergency that we're fighting every day, it sometimes it's hard to remember that we're in the middle of a very important election year. And of course, being here in upstate South Carolina, we're so looking forward to hosting people. A lot of people in our area are volunteers. Do you believe that, and I know, look, no one has a crystal ball. Do you think that we're going to be able to have that convention in Charlotte this summer?
Well, we're certainly moving forward as though we are. You know, we have a great team that we've put together. I've been there many times to work with our team on the ground. Obviously, I was really excited to get the convention in my home state. And we're very hopeful that things are going to go forward as we planned. We have a very unique and really exciting convention, especially for a Republican convention. I think a lot of unexpected things that people really want to see. So we're hopeful, and we're going forward as though it's going to happen. And we'll just have to keep our fingers crossed, I guess.
Yeah, with me on the 94.5 The Answer guest line this morning, Laura Trump, of course, married to the president's son, Eric, and a very vital part of the Trump 2020 campaign election. COVID-19, Laura, has presented a lot of challenges, things that we dreamed of. None of us ever dreamed that we would live in a time like this. The president's been out front, literally holding two-hour briefings daily, being very transparent with the American people. Can you give us a glimpse inside of what his typical day looks like? How does he keep the positive attitude and the stamina that he has? I mean, these are long days for him.
They are long days, and I don't think we've ever seen a president day after day, to your point, hold these two-plus hour sometimes press briefings, stand up there and every single question, make sure that the American people have every bit of information that he can offer for them. I give him a lot of credit. It's not easy. There's no question he shies away from. He wants to make sure that everybody gets vital information. Look, I'm still surprised that he has such a great attitude. Whenever I speak to him, when my husband speaks to him, he really, I think, is confident that we'll get through this as a country, that we'll come out the other side. And I think, look, if there's any person you want in the White House leading this country to make sure that we recover from this on an economic level, bring jobs back into this country, make sure people get back to work, it's Donald Trump. So he did it once, 3 years of Donald Trump, and we saw where we were as a country. We saw record highs in the stock market, record low unemployment numbers. At one point, I think we had around 1 million more jobs, and we even had people to fill them. So he's confident. He knows we're going to get through this. Look, we're the United States of America. We've overcome so much in our short history. We will get through this together. But I'm still shocked by how he operates every single day with a great attitude, and knows that, you know, we're doing the right things to get our country through this as quickly as possible.
Yeah. With me this morning, Laura Trump, and you're so right. I feel like that we're so blessed to have Donald Trump at the helm during these very trying times, because he's done it once, he can do it again, and no one better. And I think this just really supports the case for re-election in November too, because look, Laura, I think we all know that things aren't going to turn around overnight. It's going to take a little time. I think it's going to happen quickly, because we had a great economy before we headed into this. Do you think that the Democrats, first off, do you think they're going to cooperate with giving the president what he needs? You know, it looks like we're going to need additional relief funds. There's a lot of industry hurting out there. The airlines, I know, were included in some of the initial funds, but there are a lot of other businesses out there too. It looks like that the initial funding is probably going to be depleted soon. What's the attitude among the Trump administration on whether or not we're going to be able to get additional support?
Well, I certainly hope so. I mean, we would hope at a time like this that we could all put politics aside and do what we know is right for this country, make sure that people are able to sustain themselves, their families, make sure that small businesses aren't closing in this country because of this crisis we're in right now. That said, you saw that the Democrats tried to get real slick with the first round. They tried to add in the Green New Deal. They tried to get all kinds of ridiculous things put in the relief package. And the president rightly called them on it and said, this is not what we're doing right now. Look, I certainly hope that when it comes down to it, they can see past petty politics and see that they need to help fellow Americans and make sure that that people are able to get through this. But I wish I had a crystal ball and I could tell you that. I think that, you know, we should all look at this as a time to come together. And if there's one good thing to take out of this, other than spending a lot more time with our families that we probably otherwise wouldn't, you can probably hear my kids in the background right now. I think, you know, maybe we can put aside our differences for once. Maybe we can say it's not about politics. It's about the bigger picture, and it's about all of us as Americans. That sure is my hope as we move forward here, and hopefully we see that happen.
And as do I, because, again, there are a lot of Americans hurting out there. There are a lot of businesses, of course, that need help. I mean, look, the industry that I work in, radio, you know, a lot of small businesses aren't able to continue advertising. And we're going to need help. Can you put in a good word with the president for the radio industry?
I'll put a bug in his ear. Don't worry, of course.
One quick thing, Laura, because I know you're busy. On Thursdays here on The Morning Answer, we call them Thankful Thursday, because we like to spend a few minutes talking about the things that we're thankful for. And in these horrible times that we're living right now, some of the challenges, it's easy to kind of get bogged down in the doom and gloom, but there's also a lot to be thankful for. Let me ask you real quickly, what's something you're thankful for on this Thursday?
Oh, I'm just thankful to be an American. My husband and I were talking about it last night at dinner. Think about living in any other country right now. Think about how great it is. We can all, even in a tough time like this, gather around the table at night as a family, eat dinner together, come together, pray. It's really great to be an American, and I feel like we're all so blessed to live in this country.
That we are. Laura Trump, thank you for your time this morning. God bless you and the entire, your family, the president, of course. Be sure and let him know that he has a lot of supporters here in upstate South Carolina, western North Carolina, and we appreciate what you do every day.
You got it. Thank you.
Have a blessed Thursday.